It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
Okay, it's your morning mess. It's time for your favorite prank call. It's time for Nacho's Revenge. Just say good morning to Melanie.
Morning!
Hi, you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for being taken.
Wow. Early.
Taken. Melanie, we hear you need some revenge on your hubby. What happened?
Well, I found out recently that my husband has lied to me about our son's soccer league being canceled.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so my son is 7, and he's been playing soccer for a few years. So he's got a team where, you know, they've had a coach for the last few seasons. All of his friends play on the team with them, and they're starting up a new summer league. Mm-hmm. So my son was really excited to play because, you know, he hasn't gotten to play for a little while because of the pandemic. Then my husband comes home one day and tells us that the league had to be canceled because it's too hot out. So they canceled the entire league.
Well, that makes sense, but why would he lie about that?
Well, I didn't think initially that he was lying. I thought, well, that does make sense. You know, you're right. That did make sense. It is really hot out right now, and they're just kids, so they could get dehydrated or burnt or whatever. Then fast forward a few days later, I took our son to the park, and I noticed a bunch of kids playing soccer. And as we got closer, I recognized that some of those kids were his friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I wanted to investigate to see if there was another league that we could get our son on. And I got there, and the coach that I knew was there. And he actually told me that I'm so sorry that we couldn't get your son on the league. But by the time that your husband tried to pay the registration fee, the deadline had passed.
Oh, so he forgot.
He forgot, but instead of just owning his mistake and being upfront about it and telling me the truth, he tried to lie about it, which is weird.
Absolutely.
Girl.
Absolutely.
So he doesn't know that I know yet, and I think I'm to the point where I get it. We all make mistakes, so I'm not too upset, but I do want to get him back for it.
As you should.
I'm hoping that Nacho can call him,
yes,
prank him, and okay, say that there's a new rival soccer team, and they want to recruit our son.
Okay.
Okay.
But wouldn't that be a good thing? Wouldn't he be excited about it?
So I think that he would be excited about it unless Nacho said that the reason that our son was not allowed to play on this league was not because the deadline had passed, but actually because our son was so bad that the team didn't want him to play with them.
Oh. You strike a dad's ego when you tell him that his kid can't play.
Right.
So it's okay. I'm asked for permission from you, mommy. It's okay to say that your son can't play soccer and he sucks at it.
Yeah. I mean, I think the humor there is that our son actually is really good for his age.
Oh,
so
of course he is.
I think my husband will be pretty upset about it.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Well, let's call your husband Abe up and make him feel a certain type of way and prank him this morning. Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
We got you. It's Nacho's Revenge. It's All Love Next. Morning Mess. Morning Mess inside your favorite prank calls. We're doing Nacho's Revenge. We spoke to our new friend on the show, Melanie. She let us know that she needs revenge on her husband, Abe. I guess your husband, Melanie, he missed the deadline to sign up your 7-year-old son to soccer. But instead of just owning up to it and say, like, look, I forgot. Something came up at work. My bad. He lied to you about it.
He lied to me and said that the whole league was canceled.
It's not his fault. It's everybody else's.
But the worst part is that you caught the actual league at practice with your son.
And that's how I found out, is because the coach told me your husband missed the deadline.
Okay. Not cool.
So you have a brilliant idea for me to play a coach from a rival team that takes on the kids that are not so good in soccer, and I'm trying to recruit your son.
Yeah, I think my husband will be pretty upset.
Are we ready to upset her husband?
Mm.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Abe, Ben's dad?
Yes. Speaking. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Nacho Chavez, Nacho with 2 O's, and I'm the dad of a few kids who played soccer with your sons.
Well, okay. What kids?
Well, there's Nestor, and there's Noah, Nico, Noel, Nathan, Nev. Nicola, Tom played.
What?
Wow. That's a lot. Is that many kids on the team?
Yeah, remember that? The bench was full.
Okay. How can I help you?
Well, you see, I'm starting a new rival soccer team to go against those pathetic little Bears soccer boys they used to play for.
A rival team?
Yes.
The kids are like 7. I don't really think that that's necessary.
Well, oh my God, those Abe. You haven't heard?
Heard what?
the coach told all the parents of the kids who he thinks are bad at soccer that they missed the deadline to register so they couldn't be on their team.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm absolutely sure. Cross my heart and I hope you die. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the
way disgusting.
Right?
Who would do that?
So join my team in soccer, will you? Por favor?
Yeah, I'm sure Ben would have fun playing with a team who actually wants him there.
So our team name will be the Little Biscuits.
The Biscuits?
Yes, because sometimes you have to risk it to get the soccer champ biscuit, am I right? Tell me I'm right.
Intense, but I guess I like it. What position will Ben play? He's usually goalie.
Okay, so there's that. But I was thinking he could be our water boy or center bench.
Oh. I'm sorry, wait, what?
Yeah, can't risk having him play if we actually want to win our games, Dad.
But you just said you wanted him on the team.
Yeah, someone got to hold down the bench, though, so...
My son is a great soccer player.
He didn't score a single goal last season, am I right? I mean, he played left out.
Well, yeah, but he had a lot of assists.
Yeah, well, then he can sit his assists on the bench. Am I right?
How the f*** are you going to call me and tell me that you want my son to be on a team and then talk about my son like this?
But he still gets a jersey.
I don't give a f*** about the jersey. So you 27 ugly-ass kids.
Whoa. Don't get mad at me because your son and his soccer skills, I don't know, suck, and he might get it from you.
F*** you. F*** the other team. We don't need you. Your son's going to be a pro.
No, he's not.
Oh, no.
No, he's not. Hey, Abe.
What?
Well, Abe, we got to let you know you're actually live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess. Your wife is on the line. She put us up to this prank call.
You really thought that I would not find out the men's soccer team wasn't canceled?
I mean, technically it was canceled, just not for the whole team, just for him.
Oh my God.
Wow.
You know what?
You're canceled.
Yes.
Thank you.
Nacho!